8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in New York, and today we are tuning in satellites on the Radio Art Hour with works from Heidi Nielsen, Annie Gosfield, and Steve Roden. We're going to start the show with a Heidi Nielsen recording of a satellite passing over Wave Farm in New York with an audible approach and exit. That was Heidi Nielsen's recording of a satellite passing over Wave Farm in New York. Next, we're going to tune in Lost Signals and Drifting Satellites from Annie Gosfield. The track includes satellite sounds, static, machine noise, microtonality, and includes violinist George Kentros.
Thank you.
That was Annie Gosfield with Lost Signals and Drifting Satellites, as we are tuning in satellites today on the Radio Art Hour. We're going to end this episode with Steve Roden's Transmissions, Voices of Objects and Skies. The work was created for the exhibition Transmissions from Space at the Fresno Metropolitan Museum, inspired by John Glenn's first transmission from space, as well as Rimbaud's poet Vowels, in which each vowel is given a color equivalent. Roden's installation in the exhibit consisted of 102 color-coded tin cans hanging in a dark room, one for each vowel in Glenn's text, with 64 of the cans containing small audio speakers playing an 8-channel sound work, while other cans contained small 4-watt colored light bulbs. The source material was recordings of satellites by amateur astronomers from the 1960s through the 1980s, processed and transformed electronically by Steve Roden. This is Steve Roden's Transmissions, Voices of Objects and Skies, on the Radio Art Hour.
Thank you.
6089.
That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wavefarm Radio Art Fellows. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.